All right. Good evening. So we are at a very exciting point in the project. I think I alluded to this at our last meeting, but we have accomplished it now. The high school is fully dried in, and we are shifted now to focusing on finishes in that building. There are a couple of doors that are still open, not filled in because they're using those for construction purposes, but it is completely dried in. The exterior of the building is essentially complete. And as I mentioned, where the focus now is on finishes, things like painting, ceiling grid, casework, doors, flooring, all of those things that fill out the entire side of the building and get it finished and ready to go. Just thinking about some sequential type things, the gym is the next major space to be painted. And then the painters are going into the auditorium. The last floor slab, concrete floor slab for the auditorium was poured. They're doing some drywall work in there. And so the painters are going to get in there. Then they're going to start putting in the rest of the finishes to that space to fill that out. And that's going to be very exciting to see that come together. So more to come on that. That'll be some cool pictures when we get there. On the middle school, the gym roof is completed over the gymnasium area and the locker room area. All the masonry is up to bearing. The classroom wing, they are setting the roof trusses and the roof deck. That will be completed by sometime next week. And then they'll switch over to getting that roof underway also. The student dining roof is underway. What's important is that all roofing will be completed by early December, which is really, really good news. Windows are on site at for the middle school, and those, as soon as the roof's on, they're going to start popping those in. And hopefully the middle school then will be completely dried in and ready for finishes in January. I can't say exactly. Dave wouldn't tell me exactly when, but in January is when that'll occur, which is right on schedule, frankly. Let's see, what other notes do I have here? Oh, yeah. So absolutely, overall, we are absolutely on schedule. The team is dealing with little stuff that comes up that we have to get together with and kind of put our brains together and figure it out, but nothing that's of any real significance. And that's the way it's supposed to work, right? That's what's supposed to happen. I was just having a conversation with Mike Rowe earlier. The state is asking us to complete a maintenance plan for the new building. Normally, that doesn't happen until we get our reimbursement from the state. And for some reason, they changed the rules. And I got a call, actually, Jim got a call saying, hey, we need to have you fill out to get the maintenance plan done. So typically, that's done by the commissioning agent, which is Osborne Engineering for us. And we originally, when we approved their contract way back when, we took the maintenance part out. Now we have to come back to you in December and add that back in. It's going to be right around $10,000. So I'm working on with them right now to get that in. And I'll be sitting down with Mike to begin doing the planning for the maintenance plan. And frankly, it's a good thing. It'd be helpful for Mike and as he's developing how he's going to run his operations and his maintenance in the building. So it's really it makes a lot of sense to do it now anyway. The summer traffic signal, maybe thinking traffic signal, why are we worried about that? But remember that traffic signal's going in. That's a very long lead item. We were concerned about when we were going to get that, but there's right now, Dave Hammes said, no problem. We're in good shape there, so that'll come in. There will be some discussions going forward now. It's going to be time to figure out how we're going to handle traffic flow with the start of school in September. Because remember, the middle school won't be fully demolished by then, right? They'll start the abatement and demolition of that in the summer. This summer, it won't be fully done. And certainly that parking area that it will, which was what will be there, will not be ready. So we're going to have to figure something out temporarily until October-ish or so, when that work is done and that paving work is done and that parking lot is fully open. That's on our to-do list, is to figure that out. Backtracking a little bit, I forgot to mention, there is one more part of the master plan that we're going to come to you for approval on. Actually, tonight, we're going to be asking you to approve an amendment to C.T. Taylor's agreement for the demolition of the high school. That never made it into their original contract because, remember, we didn't know we were going to get the middle school done. So once we got knew we were getting the middle school done, now we've got to have to add to their scope of work the demolition of the high school. So
it's paid for, but just has to get...
That's right. Exactly. We've got to put it into their contract. Exactly. And the other part of that will be the creation of the ball fields, right? We lost the ball field when we built the high school. And so now we've got to recreate that. So that'll be part of that same agreement. You'll also be at some point, we're working on a separate contract for the potential construction of a board and maintenance facility. So that's something that's coming down the pipe in the future, all part of the master plan.
Now, can I ask a clarifying question, Steve?
Yes.
It's my understanding, and please correct me if this is incorrect, that the demolition of the high school will become part of our master plan. And when that happens, we will be reimbursed 29 cents on the dollar for that.
Exactly. That portion of the work will be co-funded. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And paid quickly?
3 to 5 years.
With all the rest that we're waiting for.
The clarifying question made it sound.
Yeah, no. It'll quit. No, it'll come.
No, initially, I wasn't sure that was going to be co-funded. Now the ball fields are not part of the co-funding, but the demolition of this building will be co-funded. So we will be reimbursed 29 cents on the dollar for that.
Just to add on to that, the middle school was part of that original package for the high school. But the demo of this building, we still have to pay for that. That's not part of that contract initially.
Right. That's a new, so it's additional.
Right.
Right.
Can we get some sort of figures on that at some point?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And then on the board.
Is it in the material that we have for tonight?
For some reason, I think $1 million.
That's just
approximate.
Tonight's just about the design services.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Not the actual work.
Okay.
So will demolition be done at the same time for both buildings?
Yes, and that's actually to our advantage.
As I was going to say, there's some...
Yes, there is going to be some...
Scale.
Yes. They will focus on the middle school because there's a lot more pressure to get that done and get that parking lot done. But because it's all one package, yes, there's definitely an advantage to us.
That's good.
So, yeah.
So when we get the time frames, when we expect demolitions to start, we can start working backwards to get open houses for the community. And
we're actually working on a master calendar for all of that right now.
Good.
Now I'm assuming there's going to be an auction plan for the buildings by Farnsworth or somebody in the near future then. So that,
yeah
some absolutely point. I sent an email out to the board I believe last week about Gov Deals. Our hope is to utilize that as much as possible, just because there's little to no effort on our part of that. So, you know, we'll talk about this more, but if we can get rid of as much as possible up to that point through that online auction, then I think that'll save us in the long run. But to your point, we will, if any leftover items, we will have a bigger auction.
And then on the board building that you talked about there, that was supposed to be a plan at the end, if we do it, if we want to do it, not do it. But then when I was talking to Mr. Hudson and that, for a rec center committee meeting. There's no office space in the buildings right now that were designed for people to be in. So this is kind of a moot point that we're going to talk about building one when we have to build one, because nothing was ever put into any of the plans for the other two buildings. So when we have those figures of what that's going to cost us.
We have some preliminary budget figures that we can share with the board. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd like to see those.
Lots of gymnasium space.
And some sort of design of it.
Yeah, that's in the future. The design will come in the future, right? We've got to authorize GPD to do the design, right? So that's still out in the future yet. But we certainly have some budgetary numbers that we can share.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I was just assuming that since nothing we planned for the other buildings, for the offices, that those plans were probably out there already somewhere.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoy your time away.
Thanks so much, Steve.